The Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, and we will get right into we've just had a very interesting time talking about music and concerts and parks and all good kinds of recreational items, and I guess one of the things that comes out of that is that there's a need for hydration that comes along. So that's going to be that's going to be a topic that we will cover with our next guest, which is Greg Balbera.
Correct.
And Greg is the owner of Right at Home, Nassau, Suffolk, and we will cover that as well. But one of the topics we're going to talk about is hydration. Greg actually wrote a pretty extensive article for Project Independence in the Pioneer about hydration, and this newsletter goes to
44,000 households.
44,000 people. So maybe you didn't notice it, but Greg is the guy who wrote that, we appreciate him contributing to the newsletter. And that meant that Christina didn't have to write that article.
That's right. Yeah. I liked it. One thing I can check off my list.
Right.
Any way we can help, we're happy to do so.
Yeah. So I guess maybe let's talk first about your background and your involvement, and then we will get into the hydration part of it, how you're exposed to that as an issue.
Sure. So Right at Home is an in-home care and assistance company. My wife, Eileen, and I have owned and operated our office for 6 years now. Right at Home is a franchise, been around since 1995, and we take care of seniors and mobility challenged adults in the home, wherever they might be. So sometimes it's the home where they live for 40, 50, 60 years. Sometimes it's at an assisted living facility where they need some extra assistance. And we also take care of people in hospitals and rehabs when they need some extra attention and a family advocate.
When you say take care of them in an assisted living location, what are you doing? You're providing...
Sure. So many people will move into an assisted living facility, and they're great communities. They provide their meals and their housekeeping. But oftentimes, the individual themselves needs a little bit more one-on-one, and the assisted living is geared for where they either have like an 8-to-1 or a 12-to-1 ratio for the staff to the to the residents. So oftentimes, a resident who might be at fall risk or has cognitive issues oncoming, they may need some extra assistance during the day with their activities of daily living, getting them to the all the great activities and events that assisted living might schedule during the day, so our caregiver can help them with all those activities.
Okay, so basically you're really supplementing what goes on in either a nursing home, whatever we want to call it, assisted living, whatever, or in the home. And you basically, you could really progress with somebody from the home through to the next stage, if you will.
Absolutely. Many Americans prefer or want to stay at home, and that's where Right at Home obviously can help. But as needs change, as situations change, oftentimes assisted living does become a possibility for many Americans, right. Elder Americans these days. And sometimes, as I said, when they go in, when they move into an assisted living, they still require some extra assistance, which we're happy to provide.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people, and that includes me, would prefer to stay in their own home. But I think you have to be realistic about what can really be done for you or what you can do for somebody else at home. You know, if you get to a certain level and your cognitive capabilities aren't too good and you need 24/7 care, it becomes kind of like not practical, even though there's emotion involved, you know, where you don't want to let the person be. But my opinion is that you get to a point where you can't do justice for the person. And even though we push, and I'm a big proponent of at-home care, I think you get sometimes to a point where that just is not feasible anymore.
Well, I think it does depend on the situation. Yeah. We do provide 24/7 care for people in the home.
Right.
Because, as I said, you know, many people want to stay at home or family members want them to stay at home. And all the great things that assisted livings offer, if you're not really going to take advantage of that, if you're not someone who's going to go to the cards and the language lessons and the bingo and sit in the lobby and hang out and be social, then maybe assisted living is not the option for you. At home, we can provide all the things that you need, from assistance with your hygiene, your personal care, bathing, toileting, dressing, your meal preparation, your cleaning. We can drive you to, right at home, can drive you to doctor's appointments, food shopping, pharmacy. So both options are great, but I think it depends on the person, and it's definitely a personal decision.
Let's talk a real world thing, financing of something when people are at home. Is there any kind of insurance or whatever that people might have that they can use for that type of thing?
Absolutely. So there's a couple options. One, people maybe have saved privately for their future, in this case to stay at home if that's what they want. There's also long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance provides exactly for this, for in-home care and assistance. And there are several companies out there. Many people have signed up for it. But like life insurance, it's a policy that not everybody has, and there's many variations for the policy. Someone can have $100 a day of coverage. Someone can have $400 a day of coverage. There are inflation riders. There's an elimination period, so you have to pay out of pocket for anywhere from 30 to maybe 100 days. So there are lots of options. Also, if the person is a vet or their spouse or the spouse of a vet, the VA has a program called the Aid and Attendance Program. So that person may qualify if they were honorably discharged and served during an active time of war. There is an income and an asset threshold that you have to go through, but the VA does offer benefits. Many of the teachers in our area have had insurance policies, a catastrophic policy, so sometimes that can cover this type of service as well.
Okay. So bottom line is there are ways you can get support, and probably every situation is different, and you really have to talk to somebody like yourselves.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people out there
what
that
the options
help.
Are. Right. And probably a good idea to do that before the situation comes up. If doable.
Planning ahead is always the best course of action. But as you can imagine, in our field, we oftentimes are running into people where all of a sudden a calamity is hit, there's an emergency, and now all of a sudden people want to know, okay, something's going on with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, I need to make a decision quickly. So we often are dealing with people who are in that panic crisis mode. But again, if you can pre-plan, it's obviously the wisest thing to do.
Yeah, right, which is always easy not to do, but people should do. I try to do it as much as possible. I have not done that particular type of, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago also, the need to face real, what's real here, I mean, this is not what the goal in life is, but it's a good idea to have a little bit of a path that you might have to go on.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, another topic that home care is obviously major, and I would say if they wanted to contact you and they wanted to talk about right at home and what services or needs there are, how would they go about doing that?
So they can contact us directly at 516-719-5999, or they can check our website, www.rightathomeli.com. Either way is a great way to start the conversation.
Okay, and then if that went too fast, you can always call 311.
Absolutely. And, I have all of Craig's information.
Talk about Right at Home, and they will give you the information as well. Okay, so I guess one of the things that does come along when you're at home, either with care or without care, is taking care of yourself. And there's lots of pieces to that puzzle. Feeding yourself, moving, exercise, personal hygiene, the list is endless. And one of the topics that you really wrote a very extensive article about is hydration, dehydration. And we happen to be a perfect day today to be talking about that because it's going to be like 90 degrees.
Absolutely.
And even if you don't think you're sweating, you probably are. Period. It's not always visible. It's not like when you were shoveling dirt and the sweat was pouring out of you. Let's talk a little bit about hydration and particularly the impact it has on the elderly, although I do believe
it affects
every
age. Yeah, because I've had friends who have you know, had to go to the hospital from being dehydrated. And, like, not even, you know, they would just be at work and they didn't even know, you know.
Where's your big bottle, by the way?
It's right there. I was actually eyeing it. I was eyeing it. As soon as you said hydration, I was like, oh, I need more water.
Christina drinks two big bottles of water a day.
Yep. I try.
Big bottles.
That's super important. The majority of Americans are not consuming enough liquids every day. But among elder Americans, it's even more prevalent. In fact, a recent study showed that among older adults age 71, 95% of elder men and 83% of elder women do not drink enough water during the day. And, of course, that can lead to the body failing to carry out normal functions such as digestion, temperature regulation. So drinking more fluids can reverse mild to moderate dehydration. Of course, severe hydration would require immediate medical attention.
I've had the unfortunate experience playing golf and not really drinking a lot of fluids. This is a couple of years back. And all of a sudden, you know, things were going not too good. And I went through all kinds of tests after that. And the conclusion, and this is at least 10 years, maybe more ago, was that I was dehydrated. And I had no after effects, fortunately. But I do know the feeling of when you do get dehydrated.
Yeah.
But that being said, there are other issues that come along, particularly for males. I can't speak for females. Frequent having to go, and you don't want to do that all day. So
sure.
How do you battle that one?
Sure. So, I mean, let's talk about first the symptoms of elderly dehydration. Fatigue, thirst, dizziness, dark urine, headaches, dry mouth, nose, muscle cramping are all symptoms. But also, you know, confusion, difficulty walking, a rapid heart rate, low blood pressure, low urine output, constipation, inability to sweat or produce tears, even sunken eyes can all be symptoms of dehydration. So some of the things that we can do to kind of stay properly hydrated throughout the course of the day are, like Christina was saying, keep a bottle of water.
Greg, we're just going to interrupt you. We're going to take an early break so we can get it to not cut you off, and we'll go into the next segment.
Oh, there we go again. The clock. The clock keeps moving right along.
I didn't want to start and I have to cut off.